This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. The government today decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing today.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Taking on opposition Congress, Mr. Vaishnav said the opposition party ruled governments have always opposed caste census. He said most of the political parties had recommended caste census. Despite this, Congress government decided to conduct only a survey instead of caste census. The union minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar at a cost of 22,864 crore rupees.
166 kilometers, 4-lane, access controlled. This will be the new highway which will basically provide a major connectivity to Tripura, Manipur and Mizoram. And because of the northeast terrain, 19 major bridges, 153 minor bridges, 326 culvert, 22 underpasses, 26 vehicle overpasses and 34 viaduct amounting to about 9 kilometers. Bahut complex project hai, and this will become a major lifeline for the entire north.
The CCEA also approved fair and remunerative price for sugarcane for the sugar season 2025-26 at 355 rupees per quintal for farmers. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has welcomed the decision of the centre to conduct the caste census in the country. Mr. Kumar said it is a positive initiative. He said by caste enumeration, it will establish exactly the number of various classes and the outcome of caste census will help in formulation of development plans and their upliftment. The Chief Minister expressed his gratitude towards Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his decision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate India's first-of-its-kind World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai tomorrow. The four-day summit with tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. The summit will witness participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. During the summit, India will host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time with ministerial participation from 25 countries. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Modi will also visit the Creatosphere and interact with creators selected from the 32 Create in India challenges. The Director General of Military Operations, DGMO of Indian Army, has spoken to Pakistani DGMO and warned against any unprovoked violations by Pak Army along the line of control. According to defense sources, the two DGMOs talked through the established military hotline yesterday. The Indian official flagged the matter of unprovoked ceasefire violations by Pakistan. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will visit Russia to attend the Victory Day parade to be held in Moscow on the 9th of next month. Russia had extended an invitation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the ceremony. The Russian side was informed earlier that the defense minister will represent India at the parade. Lieutenant General Pratik Sharma today took over as the new Commander-in-Chief of the Udhampur-based Northern Army Command. Lieutenant General Sharma is replacing Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar after his 15-month tenure in office. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has dismantled the cybercrime networks with international linkages which were involved in online child sexual exploitation. The CBI took the action under the Operation Hawk, which has been launched on the basis of inputs received from the USA. And that is the end of this news bulletin.